Please save until after the service. We'll be more than happy to answer your questions at that time, because the Spirit of the Lord is here moving and dealing with the hearts and souls of people that are here, and it's very important that the Spirit of the Lord is not broken. But we'd love to answer. We'd love to talk about God. We'd love to talk about His Son, Jesus Christ. We'd love to talk about the Bible, and we'd be more than happy to discuss anything you'd like to discuss along those lines after the service. Right now, let's go up to the throne of God and ask the Lord to come down to bless and anoint this evening service, and to walk up and down the aisles here of this church, and to be amongst us tonight. Heavenly Father, our Lord and our Master, Lord and God, we thank and praise You for eternal life tonight, O Lord and God. We thank and praise You for washing us in Your precious holy blood, O Lord and Master. We ask You, Lord, to come down and bless this service tonight, Lord. Be here with us, Lord. You said where two or more are gathered in Your name, that You are there in the midst of them, O Lord and God. Lord, come down and anoint the songs tonight, Lord and Master. Anoint the testimonies, O Lord and God. Anoint Dr. Rivera, O Lord and Master, as he gives the message tonight, O Lord and God. Lord, deal with the hearts and souls of the unsaved here tonight, Lord and God. And let each and every one of us receive something from You, Lord, because that's why we're gathered together here, Lord, to worship You, to praise You, and to receive something from You, O Lord and God. Lord, and we'll give You the praise. We'll give You the honor, the thanks, and the glory in Jesus' holy name. And the whole congregation says, Amen. And now we love to worship the Lord. It's a commandment to praise His name and to lift Him up in song. And we're going to do that in one second here. But before that, I'd like to mention to everyone that our guest speaker tonight will be Dr. Alberto Rivera, who is a former Jesuit priest. He was very high up in the Vatican. He answered only to the Pope himself. And he's going to be speaking a little bit later on in the service tonight. It's a message that you're absolutely not going to want to miss, because it's very revealing as to these last times that we're living in right now. And now to lead us in song is Brother Bob Kitchener.
Praise the Lord. At the cross.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I had done, He groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all day. But drops of grief could ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself away, is all that I can do. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all day. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all day. I've a home prepared where those saints abide, over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, over in the glory land. We'll just go over in the glory land. I'll join that happy angel band, over in the glory. Over in the glory land, there we'll
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time will be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, and the saved of earth are gathered to their home beyond the sky, and the roar is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roar is called up yonder, when the roar is called up yonder, this morning when the dead in Christ arise, and the glory breaks eternal bright and fair, and the saving ones will gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll let us labor for our master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all our lives are over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called at the yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called at yonder, when the roll when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Holiness, the Holy Roller Church of Saugus, California. We just love to raise our hands here. We just love to praise God, to lift our hands up, to clap, and to sing praises to Him. You know, that's what it's all about. Anybody who'd call themselves a Christian who doesn't want to raise their hands and praise the Lord and clap along to these songs, they're not a Christian. They're completely backslidden. But we love the Lord tonight, and we love to lift up His name. And now we're going to call up the Tony and Susan Lamo Christian Foundation Choir to sing My Redemption Draweth Nigh. Praise the Lord. I just love to think of the, every time I see that choir and singing those gospel songs and the shining faces of people who were once lost, once in despair, once in darkness. Many of these people that you see tonight in this choir were out on the streets pushing drugs, taking drugs, selling drugs, living lives of all kinds of crime, all kinds of ungodliness and all kinds of sinfulness. But the Lord Jesus Christ came down, His abundant mercy, He plucked them out of those lives. He saved their soul. He washed them in His precious blood and He made new creatures out of them. Each and every one of them has a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight we're going to call up some of those testimonies. A couple of people who've been saved for quite some time, who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, who are delivered from lives of sin and lives of crime. For the first one will be Brother Ray Arez.
I want to praise and thank the Lord Jesus Christ for my salvation. I was raised in Los Angeles. I didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. I was born into the Catholic institution. I didn't know anything about God. I didn't bother going to church at all because I didn't figure that the only way to get to God was to be holy, and I didn't figure that was impossible in my case. I got involved in whatever else everyone else got involved at the time in the late 60s. My life was almost destroyed until I was in the streets of Hollywood. They brought, the brothers and sisters from this foundation brought me a message of repentance, that I needed to repent before the living God and that I would stand before God one of these days that would send my soul to hell for breaking the laws of the living God. These things I knew, but I never knew that it was written in the Bible that this was so. I came to these services, and right where you're sitting now, for the first time in my life, I heard a message that I've never heard in my life, that God was a holy God, that I had to obey all the commandments of God, that I had to keep the commandments of God, that God was a powerful God, and this is the kind of God that I wanted to serve, a positive God. I didn't believe in the God that I heard in the churches, you know, God is love and all that. I had a friend of mine that went to churches for about 6 years, into the Baptist church. And at the time, you know, I didn't want to be that kind of a person to just go into a church and sit there. I said, if I got spit in the face, you know, you don't do nothing. But for once, I knew a God that God had made a stand, a God that commanded you to fight back, a God that commanded you to stand up and speak and uphold the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ high. And I really praise and thank the Lord for Tony, for bringing out the gospel to me and the brothers and sisters here and for Susie. You know, years ago, I didn't know the gospel, but they brought it out to me boldly with authority. And I came up to the altar, I got on my knees, and I was very proud. I wouldn't have done it for no one, but I got on my knees. I confessed the Lord Jesus Christ with my mouth, like the Bible says, and I believed it in my heart. And Jesus Christ washed away my sins and the precious blood that He shed on the cross. He made me a new creature. He changed my life. And I really praise and thank God for being at this church right now. Praise the Lord.
For the next testimony will be Sister Kathy Wolfley.
I thank God for my salvation. I thank God that I've been here almost over 13 years. And I wouldn't trade anything that I have now in the Lord Jesus Christ for the things that I had in the world. Before I came to the foundation, I had a family that had a lot of money. There was never any lack. We had our own airplane. We had our own three-story cabin. We had my parents' own racehorses. And there was, you know, anywhere I wanted to go, anything I wanted to have, I got it. And I went to church because my family, there was nothing but, our house was like a casino, a bar. There was like slot machines in our house. But I never heard the simple gospel of Jesus Christ. I had went to a church. But in the church, all I heard about was the doctrines of the church, basketball playing, and all the things of the world. And then one day, one of my friends who was into heroin, and he told me that he had gotten saved. And as far as I was concerned, it was good that he got saved because he needed to get saved. But I was doing fine out in the world, and basically speaking, I was going to college. But inside my heart, my soul, I knew that I needed something, but I didn't think it was God because I looked at the people in the churches and there was nothing but hypocrites. So after getting many letters from this friend of mine and kept telling me about the Word of God and how that there was a burning hell and a kingdom of heaven to gain, I came down to this church and I saw the people here at this church that they had something that I needed. It was something that they had the Lord Jesus Christ, and just by saying a simple sinner's prayer, they told me that my life would change. And I said, okay, God, if it's really true, prove it to me. So I came down to this altar, and I got down on my knees, and I thanked God that it was over 13 years ago. That Jesus Christ, He did change my life. It's a miracle of salvation. And I thank God that not too many weeks ago, I got burned by a fire, and the skin came off of my hands, and The doctors told me that I'd probably never use my hand again. But the people in this church, they prayed for me, and everybody got down before the Lord, and I thank God that within one day, the doctors told me where I had third-degree burns, they changed to second-degree, and that I would be able to heal myself, that the Lord God had healed me, and I thank God for the gift of healing, because the same day that I got saved, 13 years later, I had the gift of, I had healing, that the Lord had healed me. And I wouldn't trade anything for this, for the things that the Lord has given me, because I know that this is, we've only scratched the surface. Because one of these days, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back to earth again, and He's going to take His that are home. He's going to take His home, and I thank God for it.
Amen. God is alive. God is on His throne. God is very real. He's saving souls today. He's healing people today, and He's moving today in a great and mighty way. We're living in the last hours of time, just before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to earth again. And God is manifesting many, many things in His Word now. We're living in the day of Revelation. Tonight, our guest speaker is going to be Dr. Alberto Rivera, who's going to break down many of the things in the book of Revelations in regards to the Vatican and the Roman Catholic Institution and how the very, very major role that they play in these last days. But before that, we're going to take an offering. And tonight, as has been this for the last week, as Dr. Rivera has been here speaking, the offering is going to be going to him to help him in his work, because he's made a very courageous stand against the Vatican, against the great horror of Revelations, and he's not afraid to risk his life for the cause of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ so that souls can be saved. And so we ask you to give until it hurts and then give again, because truly the best gift that you can give is a gift that a sacrifice to the Lord in your tithes. And the Lord says that if you have a need in your life, then give to someone who's doing something for Him. Give to the work of the Lord, and God will give it back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and that without measure. So let's go up to the throne of God tonight with these things in mind. Let's ask the Lord to pour out His Spirit and to bless the offering. Heavenly Father, our Lord and our God, Lord, bless the offering tonight, Lord and God. Touch hearts here, Lord and Master, to tithe, to Dr. Rivera, to his work, O Lord and God, so that he can continue to expose the great whore, O Lord and Master, this mother of every abomination on earth, O Lord and God. Lord and Master, we ask that you bless those that give, O Lord and God, and above all, bless those that cannot give, O Lord, so that they will have something to give to you, O Lord and God. We ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Ushers, Brother AJ.
I was guilty with nothing to say. And they were coming to take me away. Then a voice from heaven was heard that said, "Let him go, come take me instead." Been crucified. Oh. Lord, I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Yes, Jesus, God's Son, Jesus, God's Son, Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Jesus, God's Son, took my place.
Tonight, as I mentioned earlier, our guest speaker is Brother Dr. Alberto Rivera. He's an ex-Jesuit priest who was very high up in the Vatican. He answered only to the Pope, and he knows everything that the Vatican is involved in these last days and how it pertains to the Book of Revelations and to the Bible and to the prophecies that the Lord has given us of these last days. We've checked into all these things that he's told us, and every single thing he has told us is absolutely down the line. It's absolutely true. So make sure you listen very closely to everything he's saying tonight.